Randy Bryan, 10 Chimneys, is joining us here. What a crown jewel in Wisconsin that I don't know how many people know about it, but whenever I'm there, it's crowded, so obviously a lot of people know about this. And I've been there four times. Every time I have a visitor from another part of the country come to visit a relative, we always take him to 10 Chimneys because I know they're going to enjoy the day. I know it. Even if you don't know who the Lunt and the Lunt Fontaines are, you're still going to have a great time there. That's how good it is. Now, you also have something. Before we get back to the house and everything, I want to make sure we get this in. You have the Conversations With program, and I went there. My wife got me for my birthday once. You had from Turner Classic Movies, Robert Osborne, and she knows I'm a huge movie fan and a big Turner Classic Movies fan, and I couldn't believe that night, not only did I get to sit there and listen to Robert Osborne, out of the 10 questions or so, I got a question in. Which was really good because I was raising my hand and all the people in the front were getting their questions answered. I was really raising it. And the guy came up to me and pointed. He said, "You're next." And I got a question in. I loved it. I got to meet him afterwards at the book signing. I thought that was great. I got to meet Robert Osborne and it was really fun. How often do you have those?
Well, we have them roughly about twice a year and we really love them. It's an opportunity to get up close and personal and intimate with the theater grade. And so we have, great actors. We've had Laura Linney. We've had Dick Cavett. So many great actors.
Lynn Redgrave was there, too.
Yes. Most of our masterclass teachers will do a conversation. So we've had Lynn Redgrave, Alan Alda, Olympia Dukakis, Joel Grey, Barry Edelstein. And even coming from the West Coast, Sheldon Epps from the Pasadena Playhouse, and Jack O'Brien, who had the number one play in New York, It's Only a Play, but he's been big throughout theater. So, yeah, we're really proud of the Conversation series.
Now, coming up tomorrow, you have Felicia Rashad's going to be there. And are you sold out? Is there still a chance people can get in, or is it sold out?
There's still an opportunity for people to get tickets for Felicia Rashad. The performance starts at 8 o'clock on Friday for the Conversation series, and then Saturday the actors will be showing what they're working on. So, all they have to do is call in at 262-968-4161 and just follow the prompts.
Now, I get it, and there's different seating, obviously. If you want to sit right up front and smell the perfume, you can. If you want to sit in the back. My wife got me a middle seat, which was good, because that's all that was left when she bought it. It was sold out for Robert Osborne, which was great. I didn't care. I got a question, and that's all I cared about. I wanted to talk to him.
The middle seats offer a great value. But we have four different categories of seating. We try to meet all the different budget constraints.
Now, is it difficult to get big celebrities to schlep out to Genesee Depot? Because it really is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but it was designed to get away from everybody. And now you want to bring everybody there. That was the whole purpose why the Lunts got there, because they wanted to get away from everybody. And now you want to bring everybody there. So is it difficult to get these big celebs out there?
Well, here's the qualification, because we don't wish to bring every celebrity here. It's the people that we bring are only considered to be the top within American theater or the top within Broadway or cabaret. So we don't bring everybody. There are many of the celebrities that would love to come to be invited to 10 Chimneys that at this stage in their career, they're not, it would not be right to bring them. Because the Lunts were about perfection. They were about, being the best. And so that's really what we try to offer when having people come out. And we haven't talked about it, but I'm sure we will get around to it, and that's the Lunt Fontan Fellowship Program, where you have the top 10 actors from around the country in regional theater. They come out, and then we have a master class teacher that comes. And the master class teacher typically has at least 30 years of acting experience. For the fellows, they have a minimum of 20 years of acting experience. And you may say, well, why 20 years? Because at 20 years, you've had the opportunity to be out there, and you're mentoring others. And so the master class teacher and the whole LaFontaine Fellowship Program is really there to mentor the mentors. And so it's a place to come for rejuvenation, to have additional acting therapy, and it's just a really great opportunity for them.
Now, when I went there, it was obviously Robert Osborne doesn't perform. He answers questions. He told stories, which was really good.
Yes.
When you get somebody like Lynn Redgrave there, is that what she did the same thing, a conversation? She didn't sit there and do a reading or anything, did she?
Lynn did several things. She did a conversation. She did. She shared stories about her life. She also did some reading. But then, you know, she was there showing, working along with the actors, showing what they've been working on throughout the week. So, yeah. So, you know, they're there for a week-long intensive program where they're perfecting their skills and art.
Well, you also had Alan Alda there, I see. Alan Alda and David Hyde Pierce from Frasier was there as well. Oh, that's pretty big.
That's correct. Yeah. No, they're, you know, it's, as I said, they're all big, you know, they're big names, but they're really big to theater. So it's not just the name itself. And many of them do both television, film, and theater. Many of them started out in theater, and yet you know them through television. Like, I would think that most people would know David Hyde Pierce through television, not realizing that he started out in theater, did a lot of theater, and he's now directing. And the same is with Alan Alda, started out in theater, and then has gone back to theater, and does many different things. The hard part for us is...
I know, I hear the phone ringing. It's okay.
Sorry about that. No, but the you asked about, you mentioned earlier about the actors, and here we want to bring everyone out, and I said, no, it's not everyone. But, you know, many of the great actors, they really have a high regard and respect for the Lunts, and so it's almost like a pilgrimage in coming back and giving back to American theaters, because one of the missions of Ten Chimneys is to be a resource for American theater to help continue the greatness of American theater.
You know, I look at Joel Grey on the list here, and Joel Grey has been in two of my favorite Broadway musicals ever. He was in Cabaret, obviously. His big success was Cabaret. And George M., where he played George M. Cohan. And I got to tell this story only because my dad recently passed away, and I got to tell all my dad's stories. My dad worked in Manhattan, actually in Brooklyn, but he did a lot of work in Manhattan. And he was he used to check up on the jobs that his workmen did. They worked for these pumps that actually pump water up. Gravity brings it down, but it pumps the water up in these buildings. And one job he had was in the Palace Theater. On Broadway, right there, the famous Palace Theater. And he brought me to work that day with him in 1968, I guess it was. And George M. was playing at the Palace Theater. So I was backstage because he had to check these pump, the pipes and the pumps. They weren't working right in the Palace. And I'm backstage, and for the only time in my life, I was backstage at a Broadway musical. And there's Joel Grey. And what is her name? She's a big Broadway show actress. Very high squeaky voice. I can't think of her name. Beautiful singer. Bernadette Peters.
Oh, Bernadette, yeah.
Bernadette Peters. And I saw them backstage going back and forth doing their costume changes. And I'm sitting there. They put me on a chair to get me out of the way. I was only like 14, 13 years old. And I'm watching all this go on. And I never forgot a moment of it in my entire life. To see what... If everybody doesn't know what goes on backstage behind the curtain, it's pandemonium at these Broadway shows. It's crazy, especially with George M., because they had a huge cast on stage at any given moment there. So Joel Grey gave his... That must have been fascinating, because he's been in a lot of movies, TV. He's done Broadway. He's done everything. And he's a very vibrant guy. So he must have had a good conversation.
Oh, he was great. And, you know, what you have to remember is the public sees one thing. We have the opportunity of having them share much more to us here at Ten Chimneys. So we've been very, very fortunate in that regard. And we have so many angels on Broadway and throughout American theater that have really been very supportive of Ten Chimneys. And, you know, many of the actors that come out here, you know, just for an appearance, make $100,000 to $150,000 just for an appearance. But yet, they come out to Ten Chimneys. I can tell you right now, I'm not paying that.
Well, you know what? You're not there to show a profit to stockholders. You're there to keep a landmark going and to keep it available so generations to come can see this. Because, you know, if it's not supported, if you don't make money with it, you know, you're going to have to sell it someday to somebody that wants to turn it into a Walmart. And you don't want that happening because, you know, nobody benefits from that. In just a moment, we're going to take one more quick break. And then I want to talk about this all-access day you've got coming up. And when I was there, the pool was empty. I'm looking at this picture, and the pool's got water in it with people in it. And, you know, I was wondering what it would be like in its heyday when people were swimming in the pool and they were serving cocktails around the pool and lemonade around the pool. Well, we're going to find out in just a moment here. Talking to Randy Bryan from 10 Chimneys, a real crown jewel in the state of Wisconsin. And if you've never been there before, start planning a day trip. And we'll give you some phone numbers to call. You can make reservations. If you have a big group, by the way, and you're looking for a big outing with your group, this is a great place to go because they really know how to handle groups. Anyway, we'll talk with more Randy coming up in just a moment right here.